The Yakatra Podcast, conversations for the curious, essential knowledge, simplified. Your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Yakatra AI. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are doing a deep dive into a book that, well, it really shows how sometimes the deepest look at American culture isn't in, you know, the usual places, but right there on the basketball court. We're talking about Hanif Abdurraqib's amazing book, There's Always This Year. On basketball and ascension.
Absolutely. And if you go into this thinking it's all stats and game analysis, you're in for a surprise. Abdurraqib makes this incredibly strong case right from the start. This isn't just about sports. He uses basketball, specifically LeBron James's whole journey, you know, the one we all watched,
right,
as a metaphor, really, for something way bigger. Things like community strength, identity, the human thing of always reaching for something more, even when you keep getting knocked down.
Yeah, that connection between the specific, like, one guy, one city, and these huge universal themes of hope and, well, disappointment.
Mm.
That's where the magic is, I think. The book really shines in how it uses the cycle of basketball seasons, that constant promise of next year, to look at race, class, loyalty, mm-hmm. and that really tricky relationship between, you know, personal ambition and what a community needs or struggles for.
Yeah.
Why is that so relevant now?
Well, I think it gives us a way to talk about the incredible weight we put on our heroes and maybe, you know, on ourselves, too. We see LeBron's story from kid prodigy to villain, then back to savior. And it mirrors our own hopes, maybe our own attempts to make it or keep a promise. It's like an emotional roadmap of American life today. But instead of being all abstract, it's grounded in something physical, like a jump shot or a decades long championship drought.
OK, so let's talk about the author, Hanif Abdurraqib. He's got such a unique perspective for this. He's a well-known American poet, essayist, cultural critic.
From Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
That Midwest grounding is really important here.
Totally. And his background isn't just being a fan, right?
Oh, definitely not. He's written several really acclaimed books. A Little Devil in America, for instance, won the Andrew Carnegie Medal. He's really seen as one of the sharpest voices looking at how music, sports, race, and culture all connect in America now.
What I find really interesting is his authority on this specific topic.
Yeah.
How does being a poet change how he analyzes basketball compared to, say, a traditional sports writer just focused on wins and losses?
That's a great question. It's kind of the difference between just reporting facts and interpreting meaning, you know. A sports writer might tell you what happened in the game. Abdurraqib explores the deeper meaning inside the game. His literary side lets him treat basketball like a, well, like a rich text you can analyze seriously. He's looking at the poetry of a crossover, the emotional weight of a player maybe we forgot about.
Mm.
How a stadium works is this place for people to share joy, but also grief. He finds significance in moments others might just brush off as entertainment.
That really does shift how you think about it.
Mm.
So looking at the book's main goal, it's fundamentally about hope, isn't it? And faith and our ability to kind of renew ourselves. And he uses being a long-suffering basketball fan as this smaller picture for bigger questions for American identity and what we believe in.
Exactly. And the way he structures it is crucial for getting that feeling across. He weaves together his own life story growing up in Ohio with LeBron's huge global career. They run in parallel. And he uses this metaphor of a basketball game. You've got the pregame, the four quarters, and the postgame. That structure makes you experience the story cyclically, not just straight chronologically, like the seasons turning over each year.
Yeah, you definitely feel that cyclical rhythm in the themes he explores. He really digs into the psychology of hope versus disappointment.
Right.
The role sports play in shaping a community's identity, the specific experience of Black Americans in sports culture. He even gets into the, like, spiritual side of being a fan.
Mm. Yeah, it pushes you to think about how sports can function almost like a secular religion. Think about the rituals, right? The yearly devotion, going to the games, the shared language of hope and heartbreak we all use.
Mm-hmm.
When you commit to a team, you're committing to the idea of future redemption, even if all the evidence says it's probably not going to happen this year. It's like this organized belief system just outside of church or temple.
Okay, let's get into the narrative itself, follow it through the quarters. So in the pregame and first quarter, Abdurraqib sets up the story, focusing on those early days, the buzz, the myth-making around LeBron James when he was just this kid from Akron.
Yeah, and this part is so powerful because it's all about potential meeting pressure. He really zeroes in on the hope Logan represented for Cleveland. You know, this city dealing with industrial decline, carrying that 50-year championship drought. It was almost unbearable pressure.
Yeah.
And Abdur-Raqib puts that public burden right alongside his own coming-of-age story. It highlights the tension, you know, this immense expectation on this young black man to be a savior versus the reality of unfulfilled promise that hangs over life in that part of the country.
And then the story takes a sharp turn in the second quarter. This focuses on that huge moment, the decision. LeBron leaving for Miami in 2010. Abdur-Raqib doesn't treat it like just a player changing teams. It's presented as this deep public wound.
He captures that feeling of betrayal so well, the anger, the jersey burning. He analyzes it as a symptom of something deeper, tied to abandonment, you know, that feeling the region has of always being left behind, not just by athletes, but by industries, by opportunity. It was this moment of shared public heartbreak that really defined things for Ohio fans for years.
But he doesn't just analyze it from the outside, does he? He links that public divorce to his own really complex, tough decision to leave Columbus for his own ambitions. That must have been incredibly raw to write about.
Oh, yeah. The guilt, the sort of complicated freedom you feel when you choose your own path over maybe staying loyal to where you came from.
Yeah.
It really gets to the heart of what he calls ascension. Like, what happens when your success means you have to separate yourself, physically or emotionally, from the community that raised you? Abdur-Raqib is really honest about the emotional cost of that choice. Leaving home, even for something great, it's rarely just a simple celebration. It's messy.
That's a really powerful bridge into the third quarter, which follows LeBron during those Miami Heat years, 2010 to 2014. He becomes this, like, national villain.
Right.
But he finally gets the championship success he couldn't get at home.
And this is where Abdur-Raqib gets really analytical. He looks at what success means when it's achieved for someone else in a different place. What does that distance do? There's a big focus on the relentless scrutiny that Black excellence faces, especially in environments that feel hostile. Watching from afar, Abdur-Raqib kind of traces LeBron's necessary growth, the armor he had to build to just survive and win in that situation.
Which then sets up the huge climax in the fourth quarter and postgame. The triumphant return to Cleveland in 2014, and then the big one, the 2016 NBA championship, coming back from being down 3-1.
Unthinkable.
Yeah, and he frames it as this communal redemption, almost spiritual.
It's the ultimate payoff, isn't it? After decades of waiting and hoping, the hero's journey and the community's journey finally line up. But crucially, the book doesn't just end with the parade. The postgame shifts right away to legacy, mortality. And this is where he brings in the counter-narrative of Kenny Gregory.
Yes, that counter-narrative. It feels so important for grounding this whole idea of ascension. Can you tell us a bit more about Kenny Gregory and why his story matters next to LeBron's epic?
Sure. Kenny Gregory was this incredibly talented high school player from Ohio around the same time as LeBron in that area. His career was successful professionally, but it never hit those, you know, mythical global heights like LeBron's did.
Yeah.
By spending time on Gregory's story, Abdur-Raqib shows just how thin the line is between becoming a legend and while remaining relatively unknown to the wider world. It shows that for every LeBron who makes that incredible ascent, there are countless other really talented people whose paths just go differently. It's a necessary reality check, I think. For most people, next year doesn't end with a championship trophy.
That's a really sobering point. It definitely makes the book much more profound than just celebrating a win. Okay, so let's try to pull together the biggest messages here. The sources really point to three core themes that linger. Theme one, cyclical hope as a survival mechanism.
Yeah, that phrase, there's always next year. He presents it as like both this beautiful illusion we tell ourselves, but also something absolutely necessary for survival. It's what lets communities and individuals to kind of reset and keep their ability to feel joy even after they've been disappointed again and again.
Mm-hmm.
If you can learn to embrace that cycle, maybe you develop a healthier way to deal with failure in your own life. The letdown doesn't cancel out the hope that came before. It just reinforces why you need the cycle to begin with.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you've ever, you know, put your heart into something, a project, a relationship, and it didn't work out, that ability to say, okay, next time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just avoiding the pain. It's resilience.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Okay. Theme two, home, place, and the burden of ascension.
This one's heavy. The idea that success, almost by definition, creates distance from where you started. The book suggests the price of getting that view from the top is this gap physical and emotional, that you can maybe never fully bridge. You end up sort of stuck between worlds.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone listening who's maybe achieved something that meant leaving their hometown or their original group, the book offers a way to understand that separation, that maybe guilt, and the pressure of being the one who got out.
And that the third big one, that really profound idea, theme three, the body is a clock. The athlete's body becomes this public timepiece for all of us.
It's like a universal mirror, isn't it? We watch these athletes, their peak moments, their injuries, their eventual decline, and it forces us to think about our own time running out. The short window of peak physical performance, it's like this very public clock reminding us all about aging and mortality. When we kind of mourn LeBron getting older, maybe we're really mourning our own youth slipping away.
Wow. And Abdur-Aqib, being a poet, the book is just full of language that sticks with you. Let's share a few key ideas that really capture these themes.
He nails the theme of renewal when he says something like, "The promise of sports is not that we will win, but that we will have another chance to win." It puts the focus back on the possibility, on trying again, not just the final score.
And about being a fan, he writes, "To love a team is to love the idea of what a group of people can accomplish together, even when they repeatedly fail to accomplish it." That's just... it's about faith in people working together, isn't it? That's community.
Spot on. And this one really speaks to how he sees basketball as something serious. Basketball is a language, and like any language, it can be used to tell lies or reveal truths. It highlights how the sport can reflect real community values, or it can be used to spin these, you know, potentially harmful myths about ambition or race.
So, stepping back, how can we use these really complex ideas in our own lives, even if, say, basketball isn't your thing?
Well, one big way is understanding ambition with more empathy. The book really pushes you past those surface-level takes you see on social media. It makes you consider the immense nonstop pressure on public figures like LeBron. It encourages a deeper, more compassionate view of leaders and high achievers. It makes you ask, what did they really have to sacrifice to get there?
And for everyone else, it teaches really valuable cultural analysis skills. Abdur-Aqib basically gives you a method. Take something you love, a movie, music, a hobby, whatever, and use it as a lens to uncover deeper truths about life, your community, your identity. It teaches you to look under the hood of the things you consume and find the real meaning there.
And finally, it's a powerful reminder about community cohesion. Recognizing how shared stories, shared rituals like rooting for a team or going to a local festival, create bonds between people. These shared experiences give us a common language to process joy together, and maybe even more importantly, to process grief together.
For me, I think the biggest takeaway is that the stories of our heroes, they always act like mirrors. They reflect our own lives back at us. And the real value of what we invest in, whether it's a team or a relationship or a dream, isn't just about whether we win in the end. It's about whether it helps create meaning and connection in our lives along the way.
Yeah, beautifully put. And that's the lasting insight for me, too. Abdur-Aqib just flat out proves that what people often dismiss as sports writing can actually be profound literary art. It's a real paradigm shift, challenging us to look deeper, be more intellectually and emotionally honest about the things we love. It argues that pop culture might be one of the most truthful texts we have about who we are.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.